The following event is a More Ace Audio production. Introducing first, from London, England, the team of Ace and Skillet, this is The Kickout.
Yes, welcome people to another episode of The Kick Out. My name is Ace.
My name is Killer.
And here is your weekly rundown of all things pro wrestling and WWE. How have you been, sir?
Good, man. We've had a wonderful week of wrestling, so I'm happy.
A lot of wrestling this week.
But it's been a wonderful week.
A super wonderful. Well, you say that.
It has.
You say that, but Raw and SmackDown this week weren't amazing.
Raw was dead.
SmackDown wasn't that much better.
Oh, well, yeah.
We're definitely going to talk about that. But before we do, let's introduce our guest. He's a friend to the show.
He's been on the show before.
Second time on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a good friend of ours. And he's a WWE lifer. And he's got some very strong opinions, especially on the recent product.
Very strong opinions.
Dash, what's going on, sir?
What's happening?
Man like Dash.
Yeah. I've been alright. Sun's shining.
Yeah.
I'm smiling.
Beautiful weather outside.
Beautiful weather outside. Yeah, I've been good. Just working hard and yeah.
You up to date?
I'm up to date.
You watched everything?
Not NXT.
Racism.
What's a racist?
But I'm up to date.
I actually watched NXT TakeOver. That's crazy.
You watched it live?
Yeah, I didn't watch it live.
Yeah, I was buzzing. I love that. I'm saying it now, guys. Controversial as I always is when I'm on the show. Best TakeOver ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Better than Dallas.
Better than Brooklyn. And I love Dallas and I love Brooklyn.
Brooklyn won.
In terms of how they told stories.
Yeah.
And every match was actually a great match. Yeah.
Wow.
Every match.
Mm.
Yeah, no, I did watch it and I thought that it was a very strong takeover. Even though we called every match, we said who.
It was predictable, but
I like to be surprised.
The ending was the shocking one, though.
No, what happened at the end?
I will get to that.
Yeah, you don't need to break that down. You don't need to break that down to me.
That wasn't even the last match, was it? Oh, it was.
That wasn't the end.
The triple threat.
That wasn't the end. How can you not remember?
I don't remember the end.
Dang it.
Why did they end with that though?
Because of what happened afterwards. Did you switch off?
No, I didn't see. What all I saw was that.
You didn't see what happened after the match.
I saw that Authors of Pain won. That's all I saw.
Oh my god!
What did I miss? Oh no, I did. I'm lying. It was. Do you know what? That heel. We're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
No. I can't believe I forgot about that.
No, I can't believe it.
I can't believe I forgot.
I'm
about
intrigued
that.
to hear what's going on with this.
It was all good. Right, it was very good.
So it was in Chicago.
Chicago.
NXT TakeOver was in Chicago, and it kicked off with Roderick Strong versus Eric Young. A nice showing for both. This actually was kind of like a dream match. It was like Mr. TNA versus Mr. Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
In an NXT pay-per-view.
And Mr. TNA won.
Mr. Ring of Honor won. Roderick Strong won.
No, he didn't.
He did.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Ace clearly was watching the wrong NXT.
EY won.
Roderick Strong won.
Are you sure?
That's the only one we got wrong, actually, because we thought EY was going to win. So Roderick Strong won, yeah.
What was I watching?
I don't know.
Okay.
Did you watch?
What was I watching?
Should have just been like me and just say you didn't
watch it. You watched it. You probably assumed that Eric Young won.
It's gone.
So it was a nice little match between the two.
Yeah.
Good. I guess Roderick Strong's going to be having a major push this year.
You think he'll get the championship?
Maybe eventually.
Okay.
He probably won't be the one that defeats Rude, but
who do you think is close to getting that spot
for NXT?
Yeah.
Drew McIntyre. Drew.
That's a good story though, man. For Drew to come back.
Drew.
NXT champion. You know, we'll see what happens when
it's amazing though.
Adam Cole joins.
A lot of wrestlers that leave and then when they come back,
it's the best thing for them. And hopefully it happens for Cody too.
That's exactly what I was about to say. I think Cody's going to come back and be a major superstar.
I hope so.
But go to NXT?
No,
he's got main roster. He's got
main roster.
Yeah, 100%.
The next match was the best match of the pay-per-view. And Dash, if you get a time when you get home,
yeah,
I strongly suggest you watch this match. It was a classic. The match of the year so far in WWE programming.
I'm very intrigued.
Pete Dunne versus Tyler Bate.
Do you know what? Even me, as somebody that hasn't watched NXT that often.
You're gassing it.
I was gassed. Yeah. You see, I even tweeted them.
Yeah. Yes, you did. I got a little retweet. Yeah, Tyler Bate tweeted you. Tyler Bate. Thanks, mate.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Thank you, Ace.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, no, they put on an absolute... Do you know what? How you know it was sick? So, I thought, when it... Correct me if I'm wrong, but the crowd were chanting USA at first.
Yep.
And then halfway through, they started chanting UK.
Right.
That's sick.
So that's like
then they got the "This is awesome," and I was like, "Yeah, they won. Yeah. They won."
Like a Rocky and Drago.
Yeah,
their man went in. They went in.
Yeah,
they had the whole crowd on their feet.
It's like the crowd didn't want to like it.
Well, there was people in the crowd that was cheering for Pete Dunne.
Yeah,
but a lot of Americans do fuck with Pete Dunne. But
I know, but they were still very like ignorant Americans.
Yeah,
you know
but
I mean?
They went. They
won them over. Like
I think once the quality shines through, you can't help but react to good quality wrestling.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And yeah. I think
The match is outstanding. Match. Outstanding.
Really good match.
It's like levels of like Malenko Guerrero levels.
Yeah. That's,
I'm actually going to go real there. Real I'm actually going to say that.
Real talk.
Is that it reminds
I'm
me?
Not even gonna, I'm not even going to.
No.
I'm not even going to stop him.
No, exactly. Because I know it's true.
Usually I won't let him jump off the leg like that. But I'm actually backing him this time.
No, it's true.
If he saw my eyes when he said that,
I'm talking. You're not saying Eddie Guerrero or Malenko. I'm talking about ECW 95. When they had the send off,
yeah.
Before they went to CW, that kind of level match, it was sick.
It was hard,
outstanding. You got to remember, Tyler Bate is 20 or 19.
Yeah,
crazy, bro. It
makes you think about what you was doing at 20 years old. Man. It's been a waste, man. I was just a waste, man.
Yeah, was too.
And he's just killing it. Yeah, so yeah, well done to both of them, man. I think.
Nah, I look forward to watching it.
I can't wait just to see what they both do
in
the company, and I think
right decision too to make Pete win.
Yeah, yeah, no, definitely. I just think they both have got a great, great future. On the yeah, it was good, very good. I was very proud. I could have turned off the TV then. To be fair,
me too. It was kind of like
yeah, man. It was satisfying. Yeah, it was like, great.
But I'm glad I didn't because the next match was Asuka versus Ruby Riott. And Nikki Cross, and this was quite of a nice match too.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't really know too much about Nikki Cross. Yeah,
she's dope, man.
But she's sick, yeah, and she's very a very believable crazy woman.
Yeah, she is,
and I like that.
She's doing a great job.
Yeah,
of that.
Yeah.
She reminds me of like the Raven Flock.
Yeah,
remember that?
Yeah,
dash?
Yeah.
She reminds me of that kind of shit.
Yeah,
it's just insane and crazy. And
good match.
Very good match. Good night back and forth match. Ruby Riott had a little. She had a little nice. Nice little spots there to make her look a bit strong. Nikki did her thing, but obviously Asuka's the queen and she mashed him up and she got the
when
victory.
When do you reckon she's gonna get that push? You reckon it's soon?
Nah, I think she's been gone for a while, you know.
Yeah, because the roster is just jam packed, right?
She pinned them both, Nikki Cross and Ruby Riott. She pinned them both at the same time.
I think to move her up would be a mistake because she can't go to main roster and just run through all of the main. Like, she can't just run through Charlotte and Sasha.
That is true, but they are trying to make Ember Moon strong. So
okay,
and Ember Moon's gonna come back soon.
Have they had a 1-1 yet?
Yeah, and Ember Moon was all over her, and then she had to cheat to beat Ember Moon.
I remember that.
So
yeah.
then she injured Ember Moon in real life.
So Ember Moon
couldn't make because Ember Moon's supposed to be part of this supposed to be a fatal four way, isn't
right?
It? She got injured, but she's gonna come back soon. She's not that bad, so she's gonna come back soon. They're gonna have a match soon.
So you think she'll dethrone Asuka?
I'm not sure. I think maybe in a rematch, Asuka will probably have a better showing.
Is Asuka going to work on the main roster?
Absolutely. If they keep doing what they're doing, if they make a dominant, yeah.
Shinsuke's not working, fam.
We'll get to that.
Shinsuke's not
working. We'll get to that.
We will get
Shinsuke's not working. I think it's the reason why Dash is here.
Shinsuke's not working, bro.
Wait.
I'm just letting you know.
We'll get to that.
And she will have the same issues.
Oh, I hope not.
All right, cool. Go on.
this is going to be a depressing show.
Listen, you already know why I'm here.
Yeah. I'm just letting everybody know.
The next match was Bobby Roode, the glorious against Hideo Itami. A very good match.
Good match.
Very good match. I'm happy for Hideo. Hideo was this made him look strong. He was doing his thing.
Hit the GTS. Sorry, what's GTA?
Graphic Lord. I think that was Crime Time. I think that was Crime Time's finisher.
Oh, was it?
Probably
GTA. The GTA.
I'm surprised.
But he didn't really get the response though.
But you know what?
He got
chairs.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like, oh my god, GTS.
Yeah.
But he didn't get CM Punk chance either.
Nah,
so that's good. That's a good showing. They showed him respect.
Yeah,
they actually showed him respect. Yeah. So that's good.
It was a show house in Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, they were already trying to push for that.
I thought they would go mad.
No, I think that's what they were hoping for.
Yeah.
But they didn't. boo him, and they didn't show him disrespect. They didn't say CM Punk chance. They didn't. So that's good. They showed Hideo, because they know Hideo invented the move. So, yeah. You know,
we knew Bobby Roode would walk out victorious.
Absolutely,
and he did.
What happened afterwards, though? After he beat Hideo, Hideo went backstage, and he was very aggressively throwing things around backstage, and Cassius Ohno was like, hey man, calm down man, we've all been there man, I know how it's like to lose, bro. Yeah. Come on man, you gotta. And then Hideo slapped him. So am I guessing they're turning Hideo heel,
maybe,
and then I think they're gonna go into a feud. That's gonna be a sick match, Cassius Ohno, Hideo Itami in the next takeover. Yes please.
Yeah, they'll steal the show.
100%. Yes please. Yes they will. And then yeah. Now it's time for the main event.
Authors of Pain
versus DIY.
Yes,
fantastic match. A brutal ladder match as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, oh man.
It was very strong style.
You were like putting screenshots, not screenshots, but like clips up on the Instagram with the ladder.
Gargano got like, smashed in the face.
Yeah, was it a tooth that came out of your mouth or something?
Fram, then I think that was four falls.
Yeah.
It was wild.
Like it was like a, it felt like an Attitude Era match. Ladder match. Yeah,
definitely.
Which is good. That's what they need to do. NXT needs to be the Attitude Era
1 minute
thing for WWE right now. 1 minute. They can't do it in the main thing.
They've got the opportunity to do it because it's obviously not.
I think that was their way of saying this is what we're going to start doing more.
Yeah.
Back and forth, Office of Pain were very strong, but DIY looked very strong. Office of Pain took a brutal one of the members of Office of Pain, I think it's Akeem or Razor, I don't know which one, but one of them took a German suplex off the ladder onto a ladder, smashed the ladder in half. A very brutal show, and obviously Office of Pain got the victory in the end. And then the greatest tag team heel turn since,
really,
Marty and Sean,
the greatest
tag team heel turn since Marty and Sean still wins that.
Nah, there's been better ones.
Which one?
I think this was great. I feel like, in terms of how vicious it was, yeah, wow, this was quite.
Can you name another tag team heel turn as good as this? Apart from Marty and Sean?
Keep talking now.
Better than Sheamus and Cesaro?
They didn't break up.
Brett and Owen.
I'm talking about like a team that's.
Split on each other. Okay. Nah.
No. That wasn't better than this Gargano and Tommaso.
Nah, Sean and Marty.
Selfish, Brett! No. You're selfish! No. I did what I did, Brett, because you're selfish!
No,
and that's why I kicked your leg out of your leg!
Obviously, Sean, the Rockers is the best ever.
Yeah, that is.
But I'm pretty sure there's been better ones.
You're thinking.
Not Brett and British.
Let's get out of here, sucker!
Pedigree. That was good.
That wasn't better.
That was good.
That wasn't better.
You can't say that wasn't good though.
It wasn't better.
Let's get ready now. Oh my god, what's he doing? Let's get ready.
The thing about the Shawn Michaels and Marty, you felt his pain.
Oh no, 1,000,000%.
Brilliant. I was shocked. I was a 7-year-old boy.
There you go.
Festival of Friendship was good as well. You can't say that
was amazing. That was amazing. It wasn't better than this.
Alright, anyway, let's talk about it.
So, I tell you why this was great, okay? So after the match is done, because you have to remember the build up, Ace.
Yeah.
How long they built this up for.
Yeah.
This has been going on since the Cruiserweight Classic last year, when Gargano and Ciampa had that match and they hugged each other, embraced each other in the ring. When Gargano messed up their tag team chances to win the titles before they actually finally won it.
Yeah.
Before the Cruiserweight Classic, and then they finally they won the titles, the things were going really well, and then they kept losing again.
Right.
And then you see they had it was very subtle, but if you notice that, if you know your wrestling, you know that they're going to turn Ciampa.
Yeah,
and Ciampa had his little, those times where you think Ciampa's going to turn on Gargano, but he never did. But it wasn't bait.
Yeah.
They never made it bait, so casual fans would be like, oh, he's just walking out to the back of the ring. So, and then they kind of stopped doing that, and they were actually a proper tag team doing their thing, and then they lost the titles. Obviously to Revival and then Office of Pain,
right.
And then they lost again this weekend, and then they embraced each other, walking to the back. And what was so great about it is when they went to the back to address the crowd saying thank you so much, thank you for supporting, the little credits came up in the bottom.
Yeah,
you know the thing, the square bit.
Yeah,
you know, this was NXT Takeover 2017. Did it? That's everyone be like, oh, just change it off and it's done now. And so they even put that in there, and then Ciampa grabbed Gargano, slammed him against the barricade, and then did vicious knee strikes to the face, and did a white noise off the announcer table through a table. It was amazing.
It was very vicious.
And then the crowd was. And when was the last time you had a crowd go crazy at a wrestler when he turned heel on somebody? They said, fuck. They were saying, fuck you, Ciampa.
They were.
They were like, fuck you, Tampa. Yeah, they were getting upset.
They were.
It was great. It was so good.
Emotions.
It was very good.
Right. Tampa deserves a massive push, man. He's a great heel. He's a great heel in Ring of Honor, and I'm glad he's finally turned heel in NXT. It's good.
Awesome. All right, so that was NXT TakeOver Chicago.
Out of five, what would you rate it?
I'll give that a good strong 4.
Me too. And what would you rate the bait and Pete Dunne?
That's a 5-star match, 100%.
Absolutely.
5 stars all the way.
Highly recommend it.
The Black Meltzer is right here, man. Black Dave Meltzer is right here.
That's one definitely
a 5-star.
Black Dave Meltzer.
That's watching that tonight.
A contender for the match. If they don't get like even nominated,
they will. Hands up. It's the match of the year already.
Yeah.
WWE program.
Then we had Sunday Night's Backlash.
Now, Dash, you can get involved in this.
My goodness.
Backlash was in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
It was a SmackDown pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
The main event was Jinder Mahal versus Randy Orton. We will get to that.
Mm-hmm.
What else is on the card? Skillet scrolls through his phone.
Oh no, I can remember some from the top. But let's go to the kickoff show. Yeah. Ty Dillinger.
You really had time. I didn't watch it. I did not watch the kickoff show.
Did you watch this, Dash?
I'm like Ace.
I mean, I think Aiden English did well. He came out, he said, he thought, you know, his opera gimmick. I hail from Chicago, Illinois. Yeah. Crowd went nuts. And he goes, and I can't wait to leave Chicago. Very rockish.
Right.
To leave Chicago, Illinois. And the crowd started booing him. But they didn't mug him off. He actually had a strong showing against Ty. Remember, you and I thought he was going to lose in 5 seconds or 10 seconds?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you predicted last week.
Yeah.
No, he actually had a good match. He was mashing up Ty for a good minute.
Okay.
And Ty obviously reversed everything and...
Perfect 10.
10.
Damn.
And then it kicked off with Shinsuke Nakamura.
Why did they start with Shinsuke?
Dolph Ziggler. Okay, before we get to your opinions on this, because you already mentioned your opinions about how they bury it, it's not working with Nakamura. Dash.
Yes.
What did you think of this being not only the opening match, but what did you think of the match itself?
I think it would have been too predictable, or it would have been too much pressure for Shinsuke to have it as a main event or close to a main event. I think it was just a case to try and maybe get the fans on board to give him that push. So do what you can do, but there's no pressure of like being close to the main event, if you understand. Man, like Ace, I've got a lot to say about Shinsuke. I think first and foremost, why is he talking so much?
Yeah, just don't speak, fam. Say
give
nothing.
Him just that quirkiness for a while. He doesn't need to have promo. You know what I mean? he doesn't need to have promo. When we get onto SmackDown, I'm really going to express myself properly about Shinsuke. But I think he done all right.
I just feel...
You know, I'll be honest with you, yeah? Ace. I don't think either of them looked weak in this, which I think was good.
They made Ziggler too strong.
No,
they did.
Ziggler's a former world champion.
So what?
I know we think Ziggler is this mid-card guy, yeah?
So he's
a former world champion.
So what?
And he is sick.
Listen.
Like, and I know...
Do you know what it is? It's almost a Jericho kind of situation.
Yeah.
With Ziggler, in order to push Shinsuke, he couldn't just have a fight with Ziggler and just bang him up quickly.
You can't squash Ziggler like that, fam.
I'm not saying that for one second. I'm not saying Ziggler should have got squashed. I'm saying it should have been a fairly equal match. I am saying that. But what my point is, Ziggler got too much offense on Nakamura. Okay. Nakamura kept selling to him too much. Too much. And this is a person who hasn't had a great streak recently. Remember, we went SummerSlam. I went SummerSlam. and he lost to Dean Ambrose in 10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Nakamura should be above Dean Ambrose, B. I'm sorry, I know he just come in the game, but he needs to be propelled and seen someone that's an elite.
Don't you think it's because he's come from NXT that they're putting... So they're kind of just trying to show the levels of... He's come from NXT. If it was like he come from another promotion...
Ziggler? Really?
I'm just trying to see... I don't know.
But saying that, on the other side, I don't think Nakamura did much either himself. He should have done more. If I'm a casual fan who don't know nothing about NXT, don't know nothing about Japan, and I'm seeing Nakamura for the first time, and that was his first match, I'm not going to be impressed. I'm going to be like, what's the hype about?
Do you think that he needs more moves? You think he needs more moves?
I just think...
They need to let him be him.
Ziggler was the wrong opponent to launch Shinsuke's SmackDown career. They should have given him someone a little bit lower down on the card, yeah. That,
like, but still credible.
But still credible that he could have just shown what he wants. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's why they should have brought Shelton Benjamin back, man.
No, nah, but
then again, I want to see Shelton Benjamin give him a better match than Jiggler.
I mean, even
I don't even like the Kinshasa move. He just needs more to his arsenal. Okay. For being, I think in NXT, it's not so much on display for people to see. But when you're on SmackDown, when you're on Raw, you need these pay per views. You need to come with a bit more.
Okay.
I think they both look strong. I wasn't angry with the match, if I'm honest.
No, it wasn't a bad match by any means. But I just felt Ziggler was too strong.
Too strong.
Yeah, he was too strong.
In that match. I mean. Yeah.
SmackDown Live Tag Team Championship match.
This was hilarious, by the way. I don't, you know what though? I don't like that the Fashion Police are over.
I love this match though. I loved this match. Dash, what did you think of this match?
They're both characters, they're just polar opposites. Polar opposites, yeah. of what you can get between wrestlers. Obviously the Usos are going through their mean streak right now.
Yeah.
And there's nothing worse when you're trying to be mean and someone's just
funny
yeah. and laughing in your face.
Yeah.
So it was enjoyable. Very enjoyable to watch. I think just in that sense, very mean and just very clowny, very just stupid and just being silly. So you just put them together. Yeah, it was a good
Tyler one. Breeze. Tyler Breeze coming down as a janitor and, you know,
and then turning
actually making Usos laugh on camera. Yeah. Like, he broke them. Like, they were like, what is going on? And then
how'd you be serious around these guys?
That's what I'm saying. And then they doctor leave the ring to come back as a grandma, and you know, it was just silliness. There's a lot of like Charlie Chaplin stuff as well, like, very silly. You know, the bit when Tyler kept rolling over,
yeah,
I was dying.
It was funny, man.
Oh, it was a very entertaining match, and sometimes that's what you need.
Yeah,
it was good comedy. I'm all for it, man. Like, you can't, everything can't be a strong style match kind of thing.
Do we believe they'll put the belts on the Fashion Police though?
Did you see what happened on SmackDown?
Yeah, I did see that.
Okay, then,
yeah,
no, but it might still happen, it could still happen.
They're done, nigga.
Oh, you think that's done?
Nigga, they're done.
You think that's done now?
Nigga, they're done, nigga.
What? What? Because New Day are coming back, obviously.
Yeah.
So you think that's done now?
Vince killed them.
But no, but the thing is, they're actually very over.
They are, but.
And remember what happened with Rhino and Heath Slater?
They're,
like, if the crowd like them enough,
they've replaced Rhino. They've become the new Rhino and Heath Slater.
Yeah, but exactly, and they had a run.
It'll be too difficult right now for them to be in that position of being tag team champions.
Really?
Yeah. Like Skillet said, the New Day,
yeah.
who are the masters of that comedic style.
Yeah. Vince prefers them. So you think that
when the New Day come back, these lot ain't getting no
more?
They're the warm-up act.
New Day is beating Uso straight away. 1,000%.
So what I'm saying is, Breezango's done.
Yeah.
They're not even going to get these little vignettes.
Maybe down the line.
You think he's
no, they'll still get the vignettes. They'll still do comedy and stuff, but they're not title picture for a while.
Wowzers.
Sami Zayn versus Baron Corbin.
Oh, what the hell? Why, though? That's so weird. I think I'm just... they should be relegated to something else, man.
What, Zayn and Corbin?
Yeah, I'm...
Zayn won, man.
I know.
That was good.
I'm bored, though.
Yeah.
I'm bored of both of these.
I've always been bored of Zayn.
Yeah. No.
Zayn's a hero of mine, man.
Really?
Really good.
Do you think they're using him well?
No.
Okay.
They're not using him well.
So then what then?
But at least he won.
What do we do?
What's his purpose?
What, like, how do we get Zayn over?
What is he? What's
let's try it. Let's book
if
something.
You're, if you're his booking agent,
what do you do?
I'll tell you what
to
I
get
do.
Zayn over.
All right, cool. I would.
Let me just explain something. Why I need to.
Oh, is it morning yet?
The thing is, people don't even care when he gets beat up every week. Like, we're not even... People aren't even booing him.
He needs to take off his Arthur Fowler hat.
Yeah, he does. He needs to get rid of that.
He definitely does. And the coat. Like, he really needs to go.
What's he doing? He's selling apples and pears.
So what do you do? What do you do with him?
Man, working at Albert Square.
Coming on here from Albert Square.
Get your apples. Get your apples, mate. Get your apples. Get your apples, mate.
And his new theme. Dude. Pat, babe.
What do you do?
I would make him win Money in the Bank.
You'd make him win?
To do what?
And then, what?
And then cash it
you
in.
You are smoking
cash
drugs.
It in, wait, yeah, cash it in on a face. And turn heel.
I don't even think Sami Zayn's a believable heel.
It can be. He's very a passionate person. He speaks from his heart. You can be very heelish with that. His promos are very good when he talks. When he talks, it sounds like he talks from his heart, right? Yeah. So if you give him the mic and make him talk about his frustrations, because you know he has them, about being in WWE,
he can go
in.
First thing
that needs to be done is to get that piece of trash out of my ring, because that proves, son, without a shadow of a doubt, you ain't got what it takes anymore.
So you think that's
talking about your John 360.
Don't ever compare
Sammy 360 just said I whipped your way.
That's what the problem is with your idea. Is I don't even think Sami Zayn is frustrated.
He's not.
He showed a bit of frustration with Mick Foley.
Yeah, but even
that
then,
point
I didn't
time when
him.
He was kind of
and sorry, Dash, to cut you. And before Backlash started on the kickoff show, he sat down with, you know, they do that thing where it's like, read what people tweeted at you this week. And so it's like, oh, how are people expecting you to beat Baron Corbin today? How are you going to beat Baron Corbin? He's like, and he said, I don't know why I'm getting these questions. Like, if people find it hard for me to beat Baron Corbin, I can beat Baron Corbin. I'm actually very good. Like, that's what he actually said. So. More of that stuff.
I still don't
feel more like of an insult of his intelligence.
I don't feel like he's frustrated.
Don't you know who I am? That type of stuff. What are you talking about? I'm Sami Zayn, bro.
Nah, G.
It won't work, though.
Nah, G. And as for Baron Corbin, come on, fam.
He's gonna win. You know he's gonna win Money in the Bank, isn't
he? Nah, he's not.
He is.
Shall I tell you he's gonna win Money in the Bank?
Rusev. Muscular. Yeah. Rusev.
100%.
Machka.
Even though he's not in the match yet. He's not in the match yet, but he will be.
I want that to happen.
Yeah, no, definitely.
We'll talk about that.
Alright, go on.
Welcome in committee versus Charlotte Becky Lynch. I'm not even going to talk about this. Naomi, Dash, the mic's to you. The floor's to you. Go on, Dash.
Listen.
Who even won this?
I don't care.
Just don't understand what they've done with these girls.
Dash, you keep talking. I'll be back. I'm going to go to the link.
The glow. I don't know.
Who won this match?
I didn't watch it. That's how bad it was. I didn't watch it. Charlotte's been wasted.
Like, is she a face now?
She's a face.
But she's not, though.
But she's not.
This is terrible, man.
You know what? I just feel sorry for Naomi.
Why? Because,
you know, it's her time to shine, and they've just mixed her up in the...
But you know why they're doing this? They're keeping her away from Charlotte, because as soon as she faces off with Charlotte, she has to lose. So at least she gets to hold the belt for a little bit longer.
Yeah, but at least, you know... Be in a position where you're beating the other ones.
Yeah.
You know, that could be a build up. The only way I see it now is Charlotte is just in the group infiltrating.
Yeah, she's going to turn.
Yeah.
She has to turn.
Like, you know.
They have to finish it at some point. They even get to start it.
Wolf in sheep clothing and all that.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
We don't even remember who won or lost the match.
And the welcoming committee won.
And they did?
Yeah.
All right. Who got pinned?
Becky got submitted to a sharpshooter from Natalia.
Really?
Can we change the name of this group? Like Dub C or WC?
Yeah, for real. It is like that.
Come on.
Yeah, they won't be together that much longer anyway.
Yeah, Charlotte's turn on them.
And they got an elimination match next week anyway. So
they
kind of have to turn on each other at some point. All right, let's keep it moving.
AJ Styles versus Kevin Owens for the United States Championship. What did you guys think?
I missed a lot of this, you know.
It's a very good match.
Well, it's going to be, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's Kevin Owens, it's AJ.
Some really nice spots.
Yeah.
Do you watch it, Dash?
Yeah, I watched some spots of it. I like the ending.
Yeah, ending was dope.
Because it just gave them the opportunity to not crush anybody in the process.
Exactly. Was it count our victory or something?
Yeah.
So
AJ's foot was caught up in the announce table. And then Kevin Owens, after AJ got kicked out, got counted out, Kevin Owens came out and kicked him in the back of the head. Good, so the feud will continue.
Yeah, it will continue. Maybe later on down the line. Yeah, it's what you expected from them.
Luke Harper versus Eric Rowan.
I went to the kitchen. Point.
I didn't
made myself a tall glass of water.
Okay, sure. Did you make anything to eat?
I had the cheeky bagel.
Oh
well,
we are
nice.
We are
what was on the bagel?
Yeah, it was just plain. Didn't have
a little bit toasted, slightly toasted.
It was
a little bit butter.
Yeah, butter.
That's good.
Olive
like
oil,
that.
Butter. Yeah. Ace.
Who won?
Luke Harper.
Was it a quick match or was it?
It wasn't quick, but I don't remember any of it, to be honest with you.
Why are they even fighting?
Yeah, because there's not really a storyline. The storyline was
we all ain't aware.
Luke Harper, Eric Rowan walking out and talking smack up with these random masks, getting a match. And then did you see Booker T?
No.
So Eric Rowan comes back out and talks about before Backlash on the kickoff show,
yeah.
And the mask, and giving it to Renee Young, giving it to Rosenberg, giving it to Booker. Booker is like, yeah, baby, you're looking jack. You're looking jack, baby. You're looking jack.
Shut up, Booker T, man.
Ace, he said this 13 times. Rosenberg and Renee Young are in character, like, scared of him. Like, oh, what's he going to do? Booker is like, yeah, but you're looking jack, baby. You're looking jack. You're looking jack, baby. You're looking jack. Yeah. You're looking jack, baby. Yeah, you're looking jack. What is wrong with Booker T?
He's smoking.
Suki, suki, quack, quack.
He's gone mad.
Anyway.
He's like, I don't think he cares.
He doesn't care.
Let's talk about it, guys. The main event.
Yes. You got scared. You got scared.
The... What do we call it? The Maharaj. Jinder Mahal
versus Randy Orton,
the new WWE champion. Can we have a round of applause?
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
definitely, definitely. Well deserved, I think. Well deserved.
We called it.
I didn't get your round of applause.
Oh, sorry.
I was clapping.
I was still shocked. Even though we called it, I was still shocked.
Yes, I didn't think, I thought he would win it.
20 on that, man.
I did think he would win it, but I didn't think he'd win it at Backlash.
No, they've done well with that. I think with Jinder, it's a blank canvas. Mm. Definitely a blank canvas. He's not the finished article.
No.
I think being...
Saying that, is it too early for him to hold the belt?
No, it's not.
Because...
He's going to improve with that.
Yeah, with Randy Orton right now, he's not a face.
Yeah.
And you need a real heel. And he's struggling as a heel. Yeah. He's really in an awkward position, and he's been in an awkward position for many years now.
Yeah.
So he's with his face heel, we don't know, but Jinder is out and out heel.
Really?
Yeah. So,
but he was getting a lot of cheers though.
No, I think it's I think it's more cheers for the fact that they're putting him on.
Yeah. But let's go Jinder and all them things.
Yeah, it's
let's go Jinder. Jinder sucks. That's what's happening. Yeah, it was electric in the audience. Oh, wow. And
it was begging. It was
working, bro.
It was begging for a heel. You need a heel to really hold. The only thing is, as you always say, he needs to just tone it down.
It's too
on the mic.
Much.
Good job, trying it.
It's too aggressive.
Oh man, it's like
what can't. Do you think?
I love it, man. Nah, I'm not qualm.
I think it's just a little bit.
You know what it is? He needs to come, tone it down, be more suave. Not suave, but you know, like now you're champ.
Just chill.
You're the boss
now.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. If you're gonna cheese someone to go and get your bags, don't shout at them to get it for you. Be like, yo, go and pick up my bags over there. Don't pick up my bags.
See what Orton did though to the Singh brothers.
Yeah, that was wow.
Do you think Orton's being a prick, or did it was an accident? Do you think Orton was pissed? Do you think Orton was pissed he had to lose, and then he's taking it out on the Singh brothers?
Nah, I think that was all part of it.
Man, he threw the guy and landed on his head.
Yeah, but then man can't take bumps, so yeah, it's part. That's that extra pay on the yeah.
Well, I'm happy.
Yeah. First ever Indian WWE champion, man.
Yeah, man.
History's made.
Well done.
Definitely. History's made, man.
I think from you guys, as always, whenever you are onto something,
yeah,
it makes sense, you know. So once you put me onto Jinder, I was like,
good. Mwah. Good. We need more people to be put on Jinder.
We do, man. How long do we think he's going to hold this belt?
He's going to lose at SummerSlam.
That's still alright.
That's what I would do.
To who, though?
AJ!
Nah, they're going to keep the AJ US title.
Oh, the Money in the Bank winner will probably cash in against Jinder.
I know, but he'll have to have a match, though.
Yeah. Personally, I'd want him to have a long run.
Really?
Yeah.
But you know what? I could see an AJ Randy Orton match for SummerSlam for the title.
I feel like Randy's going to have a little break now.
Maybe, yeah.
I don't think the show really needs him. I can see Cena coming back for this year
against Jinder.
Yeah,
it's the only.
It's that whole USA.
You got it. That would be.
Oh yeah, Cena beating Jinder at July 4th.
That would be the transition to get it back to someone else against Cena.
Yeah.
Then to put someone on.
Yeah.
After a Cena.
If you're Indian, is Jinder Mahal a heel? No.
No.
Because he came out on SmackDown and he said I'm doing it for India.
Yeah.
Did you hear the India commentary?
Yeah, that was funny.
Nice.
Virgin Mahal Jinder.
Is that India number one? Yeah. India. Yeah, they was getting in. They was absolutely getting in. But yeah, well done to Jinder Mahal, man.
Yeah, man. Raw.
Where was Raw from this week? Somewhere in America.
Alexa Bliss.
My wifey.
And Bayley.
I didn't.
She's the real deal. She is the real deal, Alexa.
She is quality.
Yeah, she's
her response. I know you lot have mentioned this, but her response when it comes to the what chance,
yeah, she's genius. Is
unbelievable.
Genius.
I don't think male, female, in the roster since Austin introduced that what, no one's ever been able to react.
Yeah.
To that what chant. The way she does.
Throw her off as well, which is
no way.
Because some people it proper throws them off, like they don't know what to do. Like some people try and stop. Some people are like, some people act like they can't hear it.
That never works. You can hear it. You can blame it.
Like she proper addresses it and just carries on and just moves on. She's good.
So Bayley defeated Mickie James this week. Alexa Bliss defeated Mickie James and was repeatedly hitting her with a kendo stick. Bayley came down to run down with a kendo stick. Bliss makes a retreat. Are you guys looking forward to this match? I guess it's probably a kendo stick rules match, I'm assuming.
No, ain't it Extreme Rules?
Is this Extreme Rules? Extreme Why do you always want to mix in the kids? We're in different weapons every week.
But Bliss we still got time, innit? They might introduce some new shit to it.
No, I think it's going to be a kendo stick.
It's kendo stick. That's dead.
Yeah.
But what do you think? Are you looking forward to it?
No. Not really.
Just want to see someone get hit with a kendo stick. Yeah.
Somebody attacked
Enzo
backstage. Now, do you guys think this is Big Cass? Or do you think this is going to be a new character being debuted? Or do you think it's somebody else in the roster that they're going
to put? That'd be a good swerve.
Yeah.
Why did you think of that?
Because you know how they're always high on big guys.
Yeah, maybe.
So you think it's time to break them up already?
They probably do.
Could be Big Cass.
I think they'll turn them heel before they... Yeah, then again, I don't know.
It could be Big
They've just drowned out for me.
Yeah.
They've drowned out. They've had their time. They've had their time.
Who else could it be? Yeah. It might be him. Or somebody that's going to debut. I don't know. Big Cass is a good shout out.
Bray Wyatt was cutting a promo about Samoa Joe, Seth Rollins.
Bray Wyatt's promo was sick this week.
He's really good, actually.
When he said he wanted to stand up.
Yeah. Yeah. Stand up!
Yeah.
Stand up!
That was very good. That was really good.
Yeah,
that was
good. And
Roman Reigns comes out and interrupts him.
Yep.
Dead him! Dead him! Dead him! Yes, as always.
That's my favorite part of the theme. That's what Vince, will say. Oh, I love this theme song. The bit when the booze coming in the theme. It's not the crowd. It's the theme song.
They hate Roman Reigns, boy.
It's not working, is it?
I mean, it is working because they're getting a reaction.
No, he's getting a reaction. That's working.
They're never going to... It's
never going to stop.
They're never going to stop booing him.
Yeah.
So they might as well just let him carry on doing what he's doing because it's getting a reaction. I hope he doesn't win. I don't want to see Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns. But I don't really know who I want to see win that match now. I don't even know if I want to see Finn Balor.
It's going to be Bray.
I already told you about Finn Balor. Remember when I was here last time?
What was you saying? That it's not working.
I said that when he comes back, he's not going to be able to get back into that pack.
Sport, yeah.
Because the golf, the weight class is this. Like I said, the only person that it's realistic for him to go up against Brock Lesnar is Rollins.
Okay.
You can believe that. The architect
Samoa Joe too.
Yeah, real but I'm talking Joe. About Brock Lesnar and someone that's already been there. I think if it's too early for Samoa Joe. With Rollins, the whole architect, you'll find a way to beat him. Then once he brings it to Rollins, then that's a kind of weight class that Finn Balor can then jump back onto.
Right.
So,
but don't you think Heyman will be in Lesnar's ear like, you know what, bro? A match with Finn Balor is going to be sick. You should do it.
Yeah.
That's going to happen down the line.
That's just to see what's...
Heyman was gassing him up on Raw. Yeah. Like, you're the best in-ring wrestling in WWE today.
The only push with that is just to see...
And Heyman probably doesn't mean that. He probably doesn't mean that. Really. Fight,
you know, you got a skinny guy and an absolute machine.
I can't imagine that Brock's going to want to work.
No, he wouldn't. But I think Heyman will say to him, you know what? It's money. If you wrestle Finn, it's money.
Do you know what as well though?
How many suplex do you think there'll be in that? Just brilliant. Please. Like there needs to be a counter at the bottom or something. Like, every suplex, bing.
I do think though that if they are leading towards Finn Balor or Brock Lesnar, they shouldn't have made Finn Balor lose to Roman Reigns last week.
No, I mean he's
that
not
still bothers
he's me. Not gonna win the five way. Bray's winning the five way.
You think Bray will win the five way?
Yeah, be and be Bray Lesnar first. Lesnar will defeat Bray. Move on to the next one. Next one probably be Seth. Lesnar will beat Seth. Move on to the next one. Maybe Joe down
Bray,
the line.
I think Bray will win the five way.
I can see that.
I think Finn will win the five way.
Really?
Yeah. Although I don't, I'm not really.
So as, SummerSlam.
I'm not as excited for Finn Lesnar as you are.
I don't see where you lot see Joe though in this. I think Joe, I think he's just gonna. I think Joe right now to the rest of the year he's just gonna be a worker.
Yeah.
He's gonna be
but he's gonna be a high profile worker. Like he's not mid card.
No,
he's gonna be involved in a lot of like.
You gotta remember, there's no Jericho right now. Yeah. So in order for to give
Joe's
someone
that role,
to give that step up because he's a viable and respectable,
and he's gonna
good
give you a good match all the time.
Yeah,
really good shout. Sasha Banks. Anybody cares about this? Sasha Banks, Alexa Fox.
Who won this?
Sasha Banks won.
Nice.
Okay. The debut of well,
Sasha Banks done then.
Skillet, just skip past this. What? Take the hint.
Is she just done?
Can she come back? Sorry, who are you talking about?
Oh, they fucked Sasha Banks over. That's terrible.
She should have turned. It was such an easy way to turn a heel.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right, here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
It's the Raw
debut.
Oh, wait.
That's terrible.
Elias Samson.
He looks good.
Yeah, he is good.
He did look very good.
Yeah.
He looks vicious.
Yeah.
I find it interesting that they made him debut against Dean Ambrose, though. And he was a
that'd be a good feud, though.
And he sings his own theme.
Explore it.
Well, they've kind of just made it continue the Miz. I'm sick of this as well. Like, how many times do you have to see Dean Ambrose and the Miz go face off?
Dean Ambrose needs to lose the title. He needs to go down the pack a bit more. It don't work.
Nah, it's never worked.
He's probably the worst IC champion.
Yeah.
But you know who's one of the greatest IC champions of all time who caught a great promo this week?
Hold on. I never saw this.
Does. Would you not say he's one of the greatest IC champions of all time?
He might
top
be
20.
He's definitely in the top 20.
Okay.
He might be in my top 15 as well, but he's
Dash.
That's
come on, he had a great match with Ahmed Johnson, King of the Ring 96.
Oh, when he kissed Ahmed Johnson. I've never seen anybody switch.
He's kissing Ahmed. That's disgusting.
If you ain't watched that, watch it again.
It's my morning on over. I've been out of the Pearl River Plunge.
He switched for real, you know.
Did he?
Yeah.
Watch it again. He switches
you,
for real.
Put your hands on me. You know, get the black man.
That's what Armin was saying.
Switch for real. You saw it in his eyes.
Classic, man. Yeah. Classic. That's one of my favorite pay-per-views ever, King of Ring 96. If you guys did listen to this podcast right now, if you've never seen King of Ring 96 and you've got a WWE network, what are you waiting for?
Pearl River
Put
Plunge.
It on.
So what was Goldust's reason for turning on R-Truth? Did he say?
I guess he kind of did, but...
I missed this whole
thing. It was a very good promo, but I guess wasn't really paying attention, I guess, because I don't know why he...
He didn't say why he did it.
He's just saying that the gold one is back, and he's sick and tired of being held down, I guess. I guess that was the gist of it.
What is his aim in life?
So what does that mean? What are you going to do now, fam?
So you're gonna put him in the IC title picture. That's what I would do. Make him defeat. Come on, a Goldust Dean Ambrose match, kind of like the Hollywood Park Brawl with Piper and
Finn. Yeah.
Do stuff like that, man.
Yeah, nice little nod to
and let him win it.
Maybe.
Sheamus and Matt Hardy had a good match. Sheamus lost. Was it Sheamus and Cesaro versus the Hardys? Or was it the Sheamus versus Matt?
I didn't see this.
I think it was Sheamus versus Matt. It was actually a decent match too.
You reckon the Hardys going to drop the title?
So there's been a lot of speculation that they might not be doing the broken angle anymore.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that's going on with that. WWE asked TNA to basically provide proof that they own it, and that's where it's at right now. So if they provide the proof that they own it, then obviously WWE will then go and proceed with paying for it. But if they prove that they don't own it, or it's proven that they don't own it, then they don't need to make the payment.
Yeah.
So exactly. They were willing to pay first, and then they realised, hold on a second, we have not even asked them to provide the proof.
Yeah. And it's been long and drawn out, isn't it? So yeah. I think they're kind of like getting sick.
Personally, I think they should have dropped the title the next night.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah.
And then do what?
And then build them back up.
Right.
You can't bring them back. No one wants to see the Extreme Hardys. That's not what they brought them back for. So them being the Extreme Hardys,
yeah,
it's not working. People wanted to see them with the Broken Silence or, sure, I don't know, remix your gimmick.
Yeah,
don't need to give it the same name.
I feel like people want to see them solo as well, if I'm honest.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think...
But who do you want to see solo? You know what? Because it's Matt that's hot right now.
Yeah, but
it's Jeff, not Jeff.
Jeff had a crazy run in WWE. I mean,
how long ago was that?
I don't know. We'll see.
You can bring Willow. Nah, can you bring Willow?
Let's not do Willow.
Let's not do that. Let's not do Willow. Let's never talk about that ever again as well.
Never do Willow again.
And I think that was kind of raw, really.
Was that it?
Am I missing anything?
What was the main
event? The main event was obviously Joe and Bray versus Seth.
Who won?
And Reigns. And Joe choked out Seth. Nice as well. Clean.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Cool.
Clash him up.
But this is my frustration.
And then Kurt Angle was like, next week is going to be Bray versus Finn and Reigns versus Seth. I'm the greatest GM ever. And it's true. My God, it's true. I was like,
this is my frustration with Raw. It's just post-WrestleMania. They've just crammed all... The roster's far too big. Mm. There's too many main guys. And not everybody can be a main guy. Unless you do a faction or a group, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
What happened to groups?
Yeah, exactly.
What happened to groups?
Speaking of groups, Titus O'Neil should form a group. The Titus brand needs to be with a group of some dope wrestlers. Like, obviously, Titus be the funny face of it, but you have actually legit sick wrestlers like
Apollo Crews,
Kalisto, Apollo Crews, and maybe one more. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
And all motivating them. Maybe Bo Dallas joins.
Yeah.
He's laughing. Okay, maybe not Bo Dallas, but Kalisto and Crews could work.
This is just, I don't know what they're doing.
We didn't talk about Cruiserweights. Oh, we did,
No, we didn't. Aries never coming soon. Extreme Rules. Aries has to win.
I like the way they've been building this.
Yeah, Aries now needs to win Extreme Rules. I changed what I said last week. Aries needs to win.
Yeah.
And then Neville should go to the IC division.
Yeah,
I think what they should do with Cruiserweights is do how they do it, like a little mini version of what they do with NXT with that division, is have people hold it for a while,
yeah,
rein it up.
I like the way they've been building
it. When they pass on to the next person who's ready for it, they move up.
Right,
that's what they should do.
Okay,
they've been building up. Right, it's been cooking. Been cooking.
Aries would be nice to have it for a while. Have somebody building up to contend against Aries, maybe like a Tozawa or.
Is this an Extreme Rules match though?
I don't know. No, it's a submission match. Oh, it's going to be dope. It's going to be dope. They're going to steal the show again. Them men are killing it.
Has Neville got a submission?
Yeah, the Rings of Saturn.
Yes. Yeah. And what's Aries?
Oh, you know, that flow over.
Pulls the neck back.
Right.
What's it called again? He flows over. Yeah, he pulls the neck back.
Yeah.
I know the name for it. Like a reverse crossface type of thing.
It should be
sick.
Should be a good match.
So that was Raw.
Yeah. SmackDown. SmackDizzle.
SD.
It started off with Shane McMahon in the ring.
Before we get into SmackDown, we didn't talk about Talking Smack after Backlash.
You know, I didn't see that. I heard Kevin Owens killed it.
Hilarious.
I heard Kevin Owens killed it.
So it was Rosenberg and Renee Young. And Rosenberg is doing it. Rosenberg is good, you know.
Yeah, he is.
Shout out to Rosenberg, friend of the show. He ain't been on the show yet, but
next time we see him.
But Rosenberg was doing this thing with KO where he was telling KO that he thinks AJ Styles is the best wrestler in the company at the moment, the number one superstar. And then KO just looks at him and just takes off his mic and walks off like, are you mad? How do you say that? So then Rosenberg and Renee Young carry on to doing their dialogue. And then KO just keeps walking back into shot, screwing him, points at the belt, and then walks off.
That's it.
Keeps talking to it, and then keep doing it, keep talking about this. Oh, that was a bit awkward. So they carry on talking. KO comes back in the shot, just looks at him, throws the belt on the table, makes him look at it, picks it up, and then walks off. If it keeps doing it, then the last bit, he comes back, they carry on talking, he comes back. He writes something down on a piece of paper, gives it to Rosenberg, and he says, KO is the best wrestler in WWE. Makes Rosenberg say it. It is so funny. If you get an opportunity to see it,
Talk Is Smack. The platform that they've given these wrestlers on Talk Is Smack has been probably one of the best things that they've done, because it allows them to explore so many different things.
Yeah.
That
it's not scripted.
Yeah, it's not scripted. It's not scripted at all, and it's making stars as well. It's really good.
I think it's also an opportunity to work on things that you probably obviously you're not allowed to do.
Yeah,
and then you've got the opportunity to do it. So
before we get into SmackDown Live, let's give a round of applause for Asuka for breaking Goldberg's undefeated record of 174 wins,
which I never really believed, if I'm honest.
Well, they always forged the Goldberg numbers, didn't they?
Which was terrible. But yeah, big up to Asuka. I think
so. I guess Asuka needs to take
endorsed
on the
hype. Endorsed by Goldberg? Endorsed by Goldberg?
Yeah, yeah. Goldberg retweeted and said, I couldn't ask for a better person to have to break my record.
Asuka, you're next!
But why don't Asuka should have started saying that now. That should be her slogan. You're next!
It's true.
Yeah. So SmackDown Live started off with Shane McMahon in the ring, and he's announcing... and he's announced that everybody that's going to be involved in the Money in the Bank match, and he says Money in the Bank match is one of those matches that is, and I always say this and I truly believe, is simply phenomenal. And I'm going to introduce the player. I'm going to introduce who's in the match. And he didn't even say the names. It's just the music that comes up. AJ Styles. Music comes up. Sami Zayn. Music comes up. Baron Corbin. Music comes up.
Dolph Ziggler.
And then it was weird. Kevin Owens comes out. And then Chin's like, Kevin Owens, you're not in this match.
Ah, oh, the reaction. The reaction.
But somebody that's in it is this man. And it was Nakamura. The crowd had a nice little pop. And then Owens is like, hold on, how can I not be in the match? And he's like, broke down the reason why he should be in the match. Like, this is actually ridiculous. Like, I should be in the match because of this, that I won. And it shows like, you know what, Owens? You are what I always say you are. And that's simply phenomenal. You're in the match. Puts him in the match.
Is that his new phrase now?
When he was in the build-up with AJ, he kept saying that every 2 seconds.
Every week.
AJ, we don't see eye to eye, but you are, as I always say you are. As I always say, every week, simply phenomenal. Go ahead.
Shinsuke.
Yeah.
Why? Man. Like, every week doesn't need to be a rendition of your theme tune. It was so awkward. I actually had to mute it. I should have just switched it off, really.
Yeah.
But I muted it because I thought.
Yeah, and you're right. It's very important that you said that, actually, because they need to tone down the theme, the entrance for like SmackDown. Like, obviously, when it's pay-per-views, do the long entrance.
Make it grand,
but don't do the. Come out normal. Don't keep doing it.
Literally, he was twitching and shaking while the wrestlers were just there standing, talking. Wow. AJ even had a word in his ear, like, yo.
Vince, though, man.
My guy,
he needs to do that stuff.
He needs to just tone it down for a second. Yeah,
it's sad, isn't it?
Then they gave him the mic, believe it or not, as well. They didn't have to.
Skidder, I beg you, just do the impression. Do the impression.
Okay. Do you know who I am? And you know what? He did a good one backstage with AJ, though.
Yeah, that was.
I will take the hearts of that AJ Styles built. I turned it to my playground. That was okay.
That was a good one. Yeah.
But yeah, it's just like, but you know what? To be fair, it wasn't just him though. Like, everybody just talking around wasn't like, AJ didn't have a really good one. Sami Zayn was decent.
AJ's was alright.
Sami Zayn was actually quite good.
Yeah.
And Kevin Owens was quite good. But Baron Corbin, like, messing up with the mic.
Oh.
It was just, it was terrible.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Anyway, the match will be good though.
Yeah.
Very good match. It'll be a very good match.
So is Zayn out of the match now?
So apparently Zayn's out. So how did he how did he get that like that?
Corbin beat him up.
Beat him up viciously.
So Zayn might,
even though he was elbow in the pad.
But why would Zayn be out so early?
Because
the Money in the Bank is a while from now. So maybe he's not out yet. If he is, they'll probably replace him with Rusev.
Yeah.
Rusev needs to win. If Rusev is in the match, he doesn't win, I'll be pissed. Hey, you know, that's another thing as well. While they were doing all the announcement, I actually was hoping it'd be Rusev. And I was going to mark out. And then,
but when he's supposed to be airing last week, and they took him off the booking.
Yeah.
I think Money in the Bank will be the best place to bring him back. 100%.
Let's talk about Fashion Police.
This was good.
Oh, this was good.
What was it? For Fashion Police?
I think it was
funny. Yeah. Good for Fashion Police?
Yeah.
What happened to them afterwards?
Oh, because they lost.
So Fashion Police had a one-on-one match. One-on-one. Before I get to that, the problem with Shane McMahon was actually funny. Is that when we pack up, we're leaving Boss. And then Shane's like,
you're not even real cops.
That's what my dad says. But that goes sick, you know. But they go in the ring, and Fandango defeats Jimmy. Tyler defeats Jay. I'm probably getting the names wrong. It's probably the other way around. Yeah,
quick, what is it? Small packages.
Quick little small packages. Roll, yeah. And then, randomly, they get a tag match. And then, so beats them. Usually when that happens...
They win. No, I knew they
were. And that's what I was like. That's it for Fashion Police.
I knew they were going to win.
No, I know they weren't either. But it was like, why do that?
Usually a setup like that is...
Yeah. They gassed the crowd, though. The crowd were gassed for that.
But, these ones went.
But I think this is what they're going to do. They're going to play with the fact that they...
Almost. We're gonna almost.
Because the fans, like we were saying, the fans obviously, you know, they're getting their push that they deserve, yeah. But they're not gonna. Nah. Yeah.
I knew they were on their way back, so.
Yeah. I can't wait for Usos.
And again, we asked the all important question, where are American Alpha?
Last time we saw them, we interviewed them.
Look.
Is this sad?
It's going to be very hard for them. Because
it shouldn't be.
Well, from your interview, that was for me. That was pretty much where I've seen their characters.
Yeah,
that's a good point. That's the thing about them. They're good wrestlers, yeah. Steiner brother esque, but they got no characters. This is a new era. You need to really.
But they have characters in NXT in a way. They just don't talk much on SmackDown. Anyway, they're not even on SmackDown, so that's
hardly. They don't. Yeah. Anyway,
That's a shame. Good wrestlers, but
there was a women's tag match, which I'm guessing no one cares about either. Then we found out that the women will have a elimination match to find out who is the number one contender.
Who you got for that?
Charlotte.
Yeah, Charlotte.
Really?
I think he's gonna be winning the Worker Committee.
If it's gonna be one of them, it'll be Carmella.
Yeah, I think. But so. Carmella and Ellsworth.
But I think
they actually have him. They're trying to push
Carmella.
No, Naomi a bit more to give a bit more challenges before that big match with Charlotte. So maybe Charlotte and Naomi might be SummerSlam.
Really?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know how Carmella wins this though. I think if it's gonna be one of the Welcome Committee, it will be Carmella.
You know what's gonna happen?
What?
It might be Charlotte. And then the rest of the four will have a massive fight, and then they go into a Money in the Bank match.
Do you
for
know
the women's whoever will cash in, and guess who's going to win the Money in the Bank for the women?
Hey.
Ellsworth.
What's wrong with you?
You don't see that happening?
No.
Do you see that happening?
Ellsworth's got a dick, you know.
Yeah, so
he can't win the women's Money in the Bank.
This is what we're talking about, B. How long have you been WWE fan?
You're right.
Yeah. Harvey Venom was women's champion.
That would be a total disrespect.
Was women's champion.
That would be a total disrespect to the division.
It would.
I think they're building.
They've gone past that, haven't they?
Yeah. I was going to say Carmella, but my twist on it would be to. It would be the same as like having Paul Heyman, the advocacy kind of.
Mm.
So Ellsworth is doing a lot of the talking because
yeah.
He gets it popping for Carmella.
Yeah, he does it right.
So.
Let's but, give Tamina a run.
Yeah, that's what I think as well.
To do what?
With the belt, man. Let's give her a little run.
Even when they were talking backstage and they were...
She's quiet, isn't it? She don't talk.
They're holding their credentials forward and it's like, I'm the only one that's not being defeated.
I wear a leather jacket to wrestle with.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Punjabi...
This was nice.
What was it? The Punjabi ceremony.
Yes.
Yeah.
How good was that, man?
It was a good...
It was sick. The drummers were dope. The dancers were dope. The lighting. The pyro. A couple of
tunes I recognized. I thought it was gonna go into meet me in
there.
Yeah.
You know, Jinder wishes that was his theme song.
Hey, his theme song is dope. Telling you, dope.
Some hip hop shit.
Yeah.
Big up Swami Barakas. He was in the show last week. And
yep.
Shout out to him.
You know, he must be happy, ecstatic about Jinder Mahal winning. So we'll get you back on the show. So maybe when Jinder loses the belt, we'll get you back on the show.
I'll be as gassed as he was, man. If someone's from your hometown,
yeah, absolutely, from, yeah, absolutely. It's a good push. No, good. It's good. And then you got a good promo.
Yeah,
I'm doing this for India. It was very much like Bret Hart in Canada. You know, In Canada, across the nation, we say thank yous and we love each other. We don't have gun control everywhere. Remember that?
That was crazy.
All the American fans, coast to coast, to kiss my ass.
Nah, big up to Jinder, man. I think, like I said, it's a blank canvas. They can really. No one expected it.
Yeah.
No one's can predict where he goes from now.
Yeah.
So you can really, really work with him in terms of his heel status. So yeah, man. Let's see how it goes with him.
Cena is my prediction.
Yeah, I think Cena too.
Then we ended with a tag match.
Oh yeah, AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah.
Versus Kevin Owens.
Nah.
Shinsuke got beat up a lot, boy.
Is it Baron Corbin?
No, Baron Corbin had fought.
Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn.
This was
AJ Styles.
KO and Dolph Ziggler.
Dolph Ziggler, that's it.
Yeah.
Did KO get beat up a lot in this match?
I think.
No, he didn't.
Shinsuke got a lot of the. Took a lot of the offense.
Why are they doing this? Shinsuke needs to be built like a bad man, bruv.
I mean,
they're taking
the. I don't really understand the rock star thing, but it is what it is. They want
the rock star, not the artist anymore.
Yeah,
it?
It's the rock star. The rock star of WWE. Like, really? Okay. It was a decent match.
New Day was on Talking Smack, wasn't they?
Yes.
I didn't see that.
They were on Talking Smack. Yeah, they came out singing and harmonizing.
Oh wow!
You can definitely see that they've been missed.
Yeah, they have been.
They've definitely been missed.
Your eyes kind of on anybody in particular in the tag division right now? I mean, we've really been firing it up lately.
We have our eyes everywhere. Everywhere.
Yeah. Okay. I think he's got his eyes somewhere.
Yeah. Eyes are on YouTube.
That's right.
Eyes everywhere. Yeah. A lot of good things happening in the tag division. The Usos obviously very dominant right now, but Breezango surging. And you don't have American Alpha. A lot of people are sleeping on American Alpha.
Yeah, a lot of
don't sleep. Yes, for sure.
No, we always try to push ourselves to be the best that we can be, and obviously the tag team competition here is top notch. You know, so we want to kind of throw ourselves in there with these guys and see what's what. You know,
right. This the Shinsuke AJ pairing also.
Actually make them a tag team.
Well, thank you guys for joining us. It's been amazing to see you guys and have you here out on the program.
It was awesome.
I was just getting the word to...
I didn't get that.
It's so like not scripted at all, man.
I'm looking forward to seeing what they bring to the show. I think
there was another thing. There was another thing that they said before that. When they got asked that question about a massive swipe at JBL, and when he was saying that, when JBL was saying that, the Usos are the most dominant and vicious and best tag team in the last 25 years.
So New Day's like,
what show has he been watching? Like, you know, like, yo, like, does he not understand? Like, there. But Renee was just like saying, you know, it's a live show, so, you know, anything really can be said. It's like they were not happy.
Wow.
They were not happy.
JBL said that Jinder Mahal is from the same country that Mother Teresa is from.
Wow.
It goes, the country that gave us Mother Teresa and what was it again? And Gandhi have given us the greatest ever
You're from Mother Teresa, Indian.
The greatest champion of all time.
But Mother Teresa is. It's from Kosovo.
Calm down.
Is she from Kosovo?
I don't know.
Big up JBL though. I like JBL, but
he just needs to calm down. That was very funny.
But New Day, they're looking forward to. So is that, I mean, Kofi's back. Is he any injury updates with Kofi?
I reckon he was.
Yeah, she's from Kosovo.
I reckon we won't see Kofi wrestle a lot.
Yeah,
you know I mean, because he doesn't really need to. There's three of them, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I'm happy they're back.
To be fair to JBL, she is Albanian Indian. So maybe
we're off decks.
Okay. shall I make the announcement?
Yeah, go for it.
So, coming soon, the Kick Out will present a new web series. We haven't got a title for the series yet, but that will be, you know, that will be tweeted soon and mentioned in various tweets to keep updating. But we're going to do a web series where we review movies that have been starred by wrestlers in the past and present. So we're going to sit down and do a little web series on our YouTube channel, The Kick Out, on the YouTube.
This is kind of coming off the back of me reviewing Baywatch.
Absolutely. You got a lot of attention off that. A lot of people loved it. So I thought, why don't we do that in a visual format? And I've got four films for you guys to choose from, which you'll see right now on our Twitter @ Kick Out podcast for you to vote for us and Ace to evaluate and go back and review one of these films. You've got The Tooth Fairy starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson, a rough and tumble hockey player Derek Thompson, who's played by Dwayne Johnson, is a terror on the ice, earning the nickname Tooth Fairy by separating opposing players from their choppers. When Derek dashes the dreams of a young fan, he is quickly sentenced to serve time as a real Tooth Fairy, complete with wings and magic wand.
Yes.
This is, so imagine the Dwayne The Rock Johnson in a wings and magic wand.
And a tutu.
No, he can't handle the tooth at first. Derek's new job, Derek's new job helps him to slowly rediscover the dreams that he gave up a long time ago. So if you want to see us review that movie, just go on our Twitter and vote for The Tooth Fairy. B is Suburban Commando, starred by Hulk Hogan. Problems with the rocket compel space traveling vigilante Shep Ramsey, Hulk Hogan, to spend some time on Earth. Plunking himself down in the middle of suburbia, he rents a room from Charlie, Christopher Lloyd, and Jenny Wilcox, Shelley Duvall, who these people are. Shep attempts to acclaim himself. He skateboards, he's across a mail carrier, and he's destined to be a fish out of water when he and his outer space enemies arrive at a pick fight and a new friends. I have no idea what this is about.
Undertaker's in that film.
Shep is ready to prove his metal against basically some aliens.
Did you know that?
And the Undertaker's in the film. So if you want to see us review that, that was a terrible synopsis by me. I'm sorry.
Just have one word synopsis, one line or something.
Well, check this one out. See, No Holds Barred, starring Hulk Hogan, a TV network boss, Kurt Fuller.
No, man! Wait, Hulk Hogan fights a bad guy like Zeus.
No, check this out. Check this one. A TV network boss pits a wrestler called Zeus against a wrestler called Rip in a racial match.
No way! That's what it's. Where did you get that?
I found an IMDb.
Was that what the film was about?
No!
a racial match.
I can't remember
like that.
And the last one to choose from is They Live, starring Roddy Piper, a wandering going through discovering pairs of sunglasses that's capable of showing him the world that it truly is, how ugly the world is. So if you want to see Roddy Piper beat up some enemies by putting on some sunglasses and saying some badass lines like, I came here to chew gum and kick ass and I'm all out of gum, legendary stuff by the Hot Rod. You've got, so the four to choose from is They Live, No Holds Barred, Suburban Commando, and The Tooth Fairy. Get unvoted. Visit at Kick Out Podcast right now. Your vote will count for us to review this movie next week.
Also, can everybody go and watch Baywatch? I know I gave it a terrible review, yeah, but it's out this week. It's out tomorrow, actually.
You legally got to do this, right?
Huh?
You legally have
to. No, I just want everybody to see how bad it is. Because it's easily the worst film of 2017, even though the year's not even finished yet. It's
I already bad. Named the films that The Rock's been in, and it's just
no. Pants. This is terrible.
Is it worse than San Andreas?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh. All
right. San Andreas was kind of watchable. This, like, you kind of wanted to know what was going to happen at the end of San Andreas. This is dire.
And designer in this film.
Nah. Hannibal Buress is in it. Zac Efron.
Hannibal Buress is a Baywatch.
No, I think designer's in the film. I think designer's.
I must have missed that, boy. I didn't see it. Maybe it's at the beginning. I don't know. I walked
twitching. Back
to guess what's winning the poll at the moment?
What?
Tooth Fairy.
Oh, okay. Cool.
No Holds Barred second. Suburban Commando and They Live are drawing.
Go watch Baywatch. It is pants.
Cool.
Anyway.
All right. Dash, thank you again, bro.
Pleasure's all mine.
Where can they find you on the social media?
On Twitter. _anger ANGHA. Yeah, you can find me on there tweeting about Kickoff Podcast.
Kick Out Podcast.
kick out.
We should do a football version.
That'd be sick.
Podcast. Yeah, we want to talk about football, man. Fucking hell, man.
It also sucks.
What a shit season.
Please, let's not bring this up. Right now. Not now.
Also sucks.
Shut up, man.
Okay.
Bring her out.
And you're a Liverpool fan. That is what makes it even worse.
Top four.
Shut your mouth.
Top four. Hey, block. Do you want four now? No, the four. That's going to make the do you want be your boy? Do you want me now? The worst thing about the whole thing is,
like, I don't even want us to be in the FA Cup final. I'd rather we just ended the season now. Because us winning the FA Cup final doesn't mean I don't even want to win. It's just like, we deserve to.
But you have to admit, Arsene Wenger does cut the best promos off.
I don't give a shit, look, man. I want to be top four. I'm
scared about what you are saying.
World Cup will be out.
That's like Arnie and Wenger together. Cazorla
will be out. I'm not good at impressions.
I was in Amsterdam at the Stormzy show. There was a guy at the front of the stage with a massive Wenger outside at Stormzy in Amsterdam. That's crazy.
Yeah. It's popping off.
Dash, thank you so much for passing through, bro.
Thank you for having me.
All right, people. Till next week. Rate, subscribe, comment. Later.
Peace out.